Republicans voted to hold Senate Democrats in contempt while they were out of state holding up a vote on the governor's collective bargaining bill. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald insisted that until Democrats came back to attend a session day, that contempt order still stood. But because Republicans ended up passing the collective bargaining bill on their own, and there are no session days scheduled until April, that contempt order stood to prevent Democrats from voting in several committees, a possibility that had their members furious. Today, Fitzgerald said he'd received assurances from Democrats that they would not leave again. He expected Republicans would find a way to lift the contempt order.
I think we have the ability to do that as soon as today, but it is something we have to work through.
Fitzgerald had barely finished speaking when veteran Republican Senator Mike Ellis, the Senate president, stepped forward to make a more forceful promise.
As president of the Senate, we are no longer going to hold them in contempt. They were in contempt at one point.
Ellis went on to say the name of the game was moving forward.
And we have to put the people's agenda ahead of any personal animosity which may exist on either side. It's a time to do what they're doing in Japan. They're trying to cool off rods over there. It's time we cool off a few here.
Tensions among senators could remain high in coming months as both sides prepare for what could be an historic wave of recall elections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.